Hi everyone, welcome to Unfiltered Pages. We're here to talk about books and get real, like real, about books. We're going to talk about all the books that we love, hate, and in between. And this week, it's a book that we all love. So, without further ado, here are Fourth Wing Discussions and Iron Flame. So, if you haven't read, we'll talk about Fourth Wing for the first half, and then we'll talk about Iron Flame. So if you've not read Iron Flame, you're gonna have to stop watching halfway through because there's some things in here that we're gonna discuss, and it's a chunky ass book, so there's a lot of spoilers. So that's your prior warning. I got some controversial questions for you. These are
God.
gonna make you mad, Sinead.
Hit me. Hit me with these motherfuckers. I'll bring receipts.
She wants to fight everyone that's given a question. Okay. This is a good one that we've never touched on. Is Violet's rapid development as a rider believable, or does it feel too convenient?
Think it's believable. Yeah,
Really?
because all her life she's had pain, she's had bones broke, sprains, blah blah blah, and she's still kicking. Like
Yeah, but
so
she just can't.
she's so persistent, even though she gets some shit beat out of her, that persistence pays off.
And she's really clever as well, and she uses that to her ability, and she's got her friends in her corner trying to help, like even Zayden, and they all give her hints and stuff on what she can do to minimize damage, fix
Not
pain.
to
That
mention as
really
well,
helps.
it's not weeks, it's months that it's spread
Yeah.
over as well. It feel like weeks to us, but it is actually spread over fucking months.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I can't get is how she, because she's not trained for it, because she was going to go into the scribes. The only thing I can't get is like all the tasks, and she's just jumping shit, and she's fucking 2'7", and then she does that jump, and then all the stuff. I mean, I know she keeps falling off 10, and he keeps picking her up, but she's trained to be a scribe her whole life.
But she did training where she passed the first like entrance thing, didn't she? And then she, don't forget, she did get her ass beat on the map. Map. And the other way she won those was by using her scribe brain. Otherwise, she wouldn't have won them. But while she was doing that as well, she was also training with Rhiannon.
And she had a trainer before she started as well, didn't
And
she? For as
if you
long as she could.
train persistently, it does pay off.
Yeah,
Straight
true.
up.
Okay, yeah, I can get with that. I'm just trying to be the devil's advocate on your own shoulder. Is the relationship between Violet and Zayden healthy, or does it have toxic elements? Now, I want to touch on this first because at first it does, but that's always the same in enemies to lovers. But if I'm not talking about Iron Flame, then no, I think it's quite healthy because he helps her and he helps her grow, and he doesn't tell her to not be friends with Dane or anything like that. He just tells her to watch him so she finds out herself. Now I
Yeah,
love
they
that.
only start off like that,
Go
didn't
on.
they?
Try again.
Amy?
Amy?
Hello. Can you hear me?
What? No, I was wondering what you were trying to say.
No, I'll go after you.
I was just saying they only started off that way because of their parents. That's the only reason they were enemies in the first place. And that was all to do with
Yeah.
him.
I think
Can I say
in.
fuck Violet's mum?
How'd that sound? Oops. I think in the first book, I'll be honest, you guys are going to be really shocked that I'm saying this. Violet fell in love with Zayden really fast. Disgustingly fast. It was really rushed how she fell in love with him. And I didn't like that, to be honest. Like, she was like puppy dog eyed. And she didn't even know the guy. And then she was getting mad because she didn't know the guy, because she fell in love with him, because she didn't ask questions.
I am surprised that you're slandering Rebecca Yarros.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd hear the day. Are you okay?
Please don't watch this, Rebecca. I'm actually in number one fan. Oh God.
We'll come and see you in literally a week, Rebecca.
Yeah, and I'm gonna breathe the same air as you.
Like, we can't believe it. We're gonna be in the same room as them hands.
And you best believe that I'll scream, Rebecca!
Rebecca! Rebecca! You cannot hide from me, Rebecca!
No, you aren't sitting next to me if you're doing that.
I'm literally going to make you stand up with me and scream it, so.
I actually would. I'd be like, Rebecca!
Yeah, no, I'm going to fangirl so fucking hard.
Oh my god, this one's going to fucking aggravate me. Was Dane justified in his action toward Violet, or did he betray her trust?
He betrayed her trust.
Yeah.
He wasn't justified in anything he did, but that was him not knowing better at the time. Straight up. He didn't know better at the time.
He should have trusted his best friend.
Yeah, he didn't know about the venin. He didn't know that his dad was snaky as fuck. Like, he didn't know. When he did learn, and
he why did he tell his dad so? Why would he not talk to Violet?
He didn't know.
Yeah, but no, because as a loyal person to my friends.
Part of my relationship being very loyal. I'm very respectful and very loyal. And my loyalty's lie with you. However, my loyalty's lie with Laura. I was loyal on the day. I am completely loyal.
I would be the first one to say, I'm so sorry, I did not mean to read your mind then. But
if you think about it, he also thought that Zayden was manipulating her as well. So he thought that she wasn't in the right mind to speak to her. And obviously that's his issue, that's his lack of communication, that's his stupidity as a man. But when he knew better and he actually had discussions with Violet, he did sort himself out a little bit. So, just saying. Put that there.
Did it?
Yeah, he helped her with the wordstone. He helped her fucking code the thing.
Yeah, and he took a second of it.
Yeah.
It's not enough for me.
That's your opinion.
Yeah, and it's fine to have your own opinion. I like your opinion.
No, this actually sounds like we're mocking each other.
We're actually not. This is just how we speak. We've been in group chats before and people have messaged each other outside of the group like, are them two joking? And then we have to fully say like, guys, we're literally joking. Like, we're just bantering. Because why be serious all the time, you know?
We very, very support our own opinions. We're not ever gonna hate on each other for having different opinions.
No, I would never slander. Unless you say that men are right, then I might have to come in and say something.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything else is fine, you know? Ooh, are the side characters well developed, or do they fall into the background too easily? Who would you class as a side character?
Rhiannon, Riddick. Wouldn't they be classed as side characters?
I think
I love Rhiannon.
I think they fall into the background more in Fourth Wing than they do Iron Flame.
Yeah.
But the second half of Iron Flame, they are a lot more involved. Mm-hmm. I think.
Okay, we'll talk about that.
It's very focused on Zayden and Violet bickering.
It has to be.
Yeah, literally it does.
Yeah, this question I think we're all going to agree on. Does Fourth Wing stand out in the fantasy genre or is it overrated?
Nope,
stands the motherfucking fuck out.
That motherfucker has his own long ass legs and it's on top.
Why would someone say it's overrated? I've not heard a single person say that.
I have.
If I'm trying to be devil's advocate, I think you have. I've never, but
on TikTok.
I think some people. The older generation who love reading, who read it, they love, like, if I'm giving it a competition, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So, like, that vibe is a little bit different to Fourth Wing.
Well, and I think it's less gruesome, it's more
brutal.
Yeah.
Political,
and
brutal.
And some people have said that Yaris has copied, haven't they?
It's hard to have original ideas in a fantasy world.
It's not. Every single, whilst I've been writing, I went to a publisher's event and they always say, you always start off with, like, there's always 8 topics, like, you start off with. So, like, a character who's going through something and all of them, and you have to start it off like that. So everyone's book starts off the same, it just develops into its own.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anyone has ever created something like Yaros has.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the only thing that stood out to me was I don't even know, because when I read Throne of Glass after Fourth Wing, and I was like, I think it had a few similar words, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Oh, that's weird. But other than the like words, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, but they all have that though, don't they? Like he growled or his top lip curled.
How does one growl? Can I ask?
Grr.
Yeah, I don't
know. Oh, raw. Bellow. Roar. With a roar.
With a roar.
You know.
Was the ending of Fourth Wing satisfying, or did it rely too heavily on cliffhangers? Now, let me tell you, if you're halfway through Fourth Wing, do not watch this part, because Brennan is alive.
You've just told them.
I know. I told you at the start, I'll give you a fucking warning. If you're still here, you're an idiot. But we love you.
Yeah, I love a cliffhanger.
So do I.
If you haven't, if you're only halfway in, don't watch, because the way Liam died.
Oh yeah.
Honestly, I always forget that was in Fourth Wing and not in Iron Flame. But honestly,
I'm gonna cry.
I've never been the same since that happened.
No, never. That is the. That
I don't
is
know. Yeah.
That is one character death that I cry every single time.
Yeah, you did really well with that, Yaros, because I really thought we were saving him, and I was like, thank fuck for that, because that could be the enemy. And then all of a sudden, his dragon was dead, and I was like, what?
It was so sudden, you were like...
Everything's fine, we've saved him, we're okay. Yeah. And then his dragon is waiting.
I love that she kills characters off, though.
Yeah.
She's not afraid
of it. I love when characters actually die.
Except for one.
I mean, I've got a topic for that. Yeah, I've got a topic for that, but we'll talk about it in a minute. Is the competition and brutality among the cadets justified, or does it cross ethical boundaries? I love it.
I think that's what makes the book. Like, Bazgaiath is... It's a war college. Bazgaiath War College.
And that's the point. And let me tell you, Jack Bowl, if I ever get my fucking hands on you... Just know I will throw you off that parapet and you will not fucking come back.
Oranges.
But let me tell you, Jack Barlow, if I ever seen you on that parapet, and even though I would definitely not make it on that parapet anyway, in my Converse, let me tell you that you'd be fucking dead.
I'd go down with him. I would literally jump on him and go down with him. Like, I know I'm not going over that, so you're coming with me.
Together.
Yeah, that's the end.
Yeah. When he was following her behind the parapet, I didn't think he was going to be as much of a dick throughout all of it as he was in those few seconds. I was like, fuck's sake. Here we go.
He really reminded me of Malfoy in... I know you've not watched it in Harry Potter, but Malfoy really fucking pissed me off the whole way through, and I was like, fuck off.
Smarmy. He's like that, I'm better than you attitude.
So is Jack Barlow.
I think he's more angry.
Let me tell you that on them mats, I would fuck that man up.
I find it hilarious how Violet just shoved oranges in his mouth. And he was like,
he was so clever with that.
Okay. I was like, yes, Violet!
I don't know what Violet would do to me. I've got no illnesses. Like, I'm not gluten free.
She'd pull a spider out on me, and I would die. I'd be like, take it, you win. I yield.
She just needs to turn the lights off on me, and I'd be like, no! Jump scare. Jump scare.
Amy, what about you?
I don't know. I'm quite scared of spiders as well, to be fair.
Are you scared though, or are you like scared?
Dunno. I mean I've had to get over it because I'm the only one in my relationship that will deal with them, so
that's icky.
That's a red flag.
Yeah, I know. He knows. We know. I don't have any allergies or anything, but my mum always suspects I'm allergic to peanuts, so maybe don't bring any peanuts.
I love peanuts.
There you go.
Just shove nuts down her throat.
These nuts!
These nuts!
You're both nightmares.
She said
it's
that.
You. Do you not remember saying come for me yesterday?
Yeah, that was an accident. Or... I meant fucking like fighting, not that. No,
that bear.
Okay. Guys, she's always trying it on with me and she's not my type.
I'm sure you said she were.
No, I said she wasn't.
I'm gonna put in a clip of you saying in that last episode, I love Amy. Right there.
No, you aren't. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. Fuck. I do love Amy, but I'm not gay for Amy.
Good. Keep it that way.
Are the power dynamics between dragons and their riders balanced, or do they raise ethical concerns?
What the fuck does that even mean? What's an ethical concern?
I'd say they're balanced.
Because
they're be equal, aren't they, in terms of what they have to offer each other.
Don't forget there's also a hierarchy in the dragons as well.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a red you can't go to a red dragon expecting black dragon energy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really? Ooh, does the depiction of sibling relationships in the book feel authentic, or is it underdeveloped?
What the fuck is her sister's name? Myra? No?
Mira.
Who?
Mira.
Her and Violet, I'd say, yeah. Because the way she's really defensive over her mum putting her into, obviously, the college and not allowing her to be a scribe and everything... Obviously, her sister's been away and she comes back raging knowing that. I feel like that was very authentic. I'd be the same over my brother. I'd want to know what had changed and probably try and do my best to convince him. And obviously, she wants her to sneak out as well. She wants her to find a way out. But obviously, that doesn't happen. But yeah, so I'd say their relationship, definitely. But the other one, I don't know if we're talking about him yet officially. I'd say no.
Okay, no, I get that, because in the second, we'll talk about it in a second, because in the second book as well, she helps her, doesn't she, even though she's not meant to. So yeah, I think it's really good. Yeah, we'll talk about that in a sec. My last question is, if you had to choose someone to have died in this book, other than Liam, so Liam stays alive, who would it be?
Dane.
Who?
Dane.
Yeah.
Would they stay dead?
Yeah.
Would they stay dead?
Yeah.
Fucking Jack.
Oh, all that. Yeah. Good point.
Oh, shit, yeah. No, he's already dead. You can't choose him.
He's not, though, is it?
But we didn't know that in book one.
Yeah.
Jack.
Different answer. No, different answer.
Why? I'm not saying Dane.
What about Riddick?
No, I like Riddick.
He makes a duo.
He's funny.
Probably a mum, Mira. Not Mira, not someone.
Lily. A mum, A mum could die, that would be good.
Or the king. Fucking kill the king, mate. Yeah. Because he's
God about him.
I bet my life he's Venin.
Or he knows something about him anyway.
Right. Now we're going to move on to Iron Flame. So, if you've not read Iron Flame, leave the chat. And I've already given you a warning. So, let me just tell you, Jack Barlow is alive in the second book.
You've got to stop doing that, Abby.
No. No, I fucking will not. I told them not to carry on if they've not read Iron Flame.
No, but you say, this is what you do. You go, leave the chat because Jack Barlow's not dead. You can't say because, you just say, leave the chat to talk about Iron Flame. That's it. You can't say because.
Because then they would have given the why.
Yeah.
Too late. So, I have a question. I really want a mic.
Get one then?
Yeah.
I want a little one so I can just...
Don't get one then.
No,
yeah, she'd been nibbling on it.
Exactly that.
It's my lip liner. I haven't.
You.
How do you feel about Jack Barlow coming back alive?
Hate it. You should go back. Shouldn't have been alive.
I just want to say, I want to say something. Abby's going to get vexed here. It makes me laugh because she agreed with a bitch on this as well. Jack Barlow was Venin from the first time he sparred with Violet. He wasn't Venin after she threw the thingy on him. For the clarification. So wait,
he was Venin and then he wasn't Venin. Now he's Venin again.
No, he was Venin while he was still in the training mat. You know, the first time he sparred with Violet.
Yeah.
Mostly thing of oranges. He was Venin then. He didn't turn Venin after he died. He didn't actually die. He didn't turn Venin then. He was Venin before.
The proof that shows this.
Explain to the viewers.
What? The proof.
About in Venin.
Oh, okay. So when he's sparring her, she says that he has red rimmed eyes. Now we all know that's Venin. And he was pushing like awful power into her as well. And that's
how did none of the people in the training rooms who are meant to be teaching these fuckers notice him? They would have all been taught
what because they're all shady as fuck.
And would they though? Because they were hiding it from them, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would have thought if they were hiding it, I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I feel like all the teachers would have known.
The source
would have known Lilith, and she'd seen all the kids when they got their dragons and shit. She would have seen him.
I don't know. I feel like as well how he came back, like they were all in a lecture, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, we've got an announcement.
Yeah.
And then Jack Barlow walks in big ball. It's like, I'm fucking what? I'm here.
Yeah. And Harry was trying to be really fake, like, oh my god, I'm so changed, blah blah. I was like, pardon me. I think he turned Ben in, right? Because he wanted to bond with Tern, didn't he? And he didn't get Tern. He got a weak ass red dragon. And I think he did that because he wanted the power that Tern would have given. And he didn't have that power, so that's why he turned to Ben in, to be more powerful.
I also think he thought he was on the losing side if he stuck with him.
I don't know. It makes me wonder how many people are actually Venin in that world. Because
do you reckon one of them in the circle is?
No, I feel like we would know. We would have signs or something by now.
I think Brennan is sus though.
Yeah, he is.
Severely sus.
Yeah, he is sus. He's been sus since he came back. Like, yeah. I also think he's gay.
Yeah.
I think he is. Yeah.
Yeah. I really picked.
I love a gay queen. I hope he is.
But is he not really a queen when they apparently died?
No, he's not really a queen. He's like in his princess.
Yeah.
Sinead, there's some words in this podcast that should not be said. Yeah, right.
That's one of them.
I'll just spell it. It's an easy 4-word to spell. Okay.
Unless your favourite.
Yeah, I've got a good question.
Amy.
Unless you are.
Said unless you're favourite.
Or me, because I don't say things right.
Abby, that fart, that whole laugh seemed so fake.
It fully did.
It was so scary.
I worked in retail for 5 years. Also, I'd love your pronunciations for the dragons and the characters. Not yous.
Yours.
The viewers.
Oh.
Right, next question. This is about Iron Flame now. Does Violet's character development in Iron Flame feel consistent with her growth in Fourth Wing, or does it take an unexpected turn? Now, I am not happy about Iron Flame because I think their relationship really aged. Like, you know, once you go past the honeymoon phase and it's arguing, that's how it felt.
Yeah, but that's also realistic for a lot of relationships.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it was just the way that they were arguing. I just felt like it was so unnecessary. In the middle of a war, she needs to make sure her siblings are alive. her other sibling doesn't know her other sibling is alive. So there's another stress. And then Zayden's at a different camp.
Yeah, that's
I just
true.
Feel like it was just unnecessary. Like, it was just so unnecessary. And then they just fucked anyway.
Yeah. If you're angry,
that was a hot fuck, though.
That was a hot fuck. It was so unnecessary.
I think it showed a different side to Zayden. In my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I think that they needed Violet's pettiness so that we could see a different side to Zayden and see genuinely how much Zayden cared for, because in Fourth Wing, it wasn't too evident. It was more just in his actions and what he did, whereas in Iron Flame, it was a lot more with his words kind of thing. Yeah. Like, the guy wouldn't have sex with her until... Sorry, the guy wouldn't have sex with her until she told him
that.
He loved, so I can say S-E-X, but I can't say C-U-N-T. Well,
no, if you're watching this, you aren't going to be able to understand what we're talking about. Hello, Fairy.
Oh, there we go again.
All right. Yeah, okay. All right. Fairy said you're a...
I mean, if you just heard her say that, yeah?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Cue the beep button.
This bitch. It's on. Do you know when I see you in however many days it is? Just watch. If you think I'm sharing my packed lunch with you.
Did I ask?
What is this, a fucking school trip?
Yeah. We're going uni.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to Oxford, guys. We're going to Oxford uni. Like, this awkward silence was so no one believes us.
I know, yeah.
You got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
We actually are going to Oxford.
Yeah. You two are. I'm not.
We're going to warn you on the way down.
Because we're taking...
Please don't.
I printed a photo out of you, and I'm taking that with me.
Especially don't do that.
Do you think... Miru's reaction to Brennan was acceptable? I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
What did she do again?
Yeah. She broke his nose.
Oh, did she? Then, yeah, that's acceptable.
Fucking clap that bitch.
I don't like Brennan as a sibling. I prefer just Mira and Violet as sisters.
He's got a hell of a lot
to
prove.
I think he's
going to
die.
Well, I have a big theory, but it's a really big theory.
It's on the spot now.
I don't want to mess up with it because it's like a really big thing that I've, do you know my tabbing on Iron Flame? This is what it all led to, my theory, just for the record. So there was a story about the three kings, wasn't there?
Yeah,
right. And each of them, like, one got power from the earth, one got power from the dragons, one got power from the griffins.
Okay,
I think that's each of the Brennan, sorry, girl, siblings. I think Brennan's going to be the Venian who drew from the earth. And I think Violet's going to be the dragon who commands the sky. Because that's been said before. You can command the sky. And I think Mira is somehow going to lose her dragon, but she's going to bond a griffin.
Okay.
Not sure how, but... What if they all have different dads, but they're all still half siblings, and the three kings are their dads?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
Far-fetched.
I don't fuck with that. Yeah, it is far-fetched, but at the same time, it has to be, because otherwise, I don't think that Violet's dad is the same as the other two's dad. I'm convinced that Violet's dad is the Venning King.
Really?
Yeah, he's definitely something to do with Venning. He did not die. He's not
he dead. Wants her alive. There's so many comments in Iron Flame where the Venin are like, he wants you alive. Like, he wants you there alive. He needs you alive. And I know that's probably a signet and stuff, but I also think that could be to do with that it's a dad.
Do you know what else I think is sus? Zayden's mom.
Yeah.
Like, he said, he's mentioned her once and he was like, oh, she just had to, like, stay until she provided an heir to Subblage, and then she fucked off. That's
really sus to me.
Yeah.
I feel like, doesn't it? Yeah, no, that's, I don't know. I think she's more important than what she's made out to be.
Now, let's talk about the motherfucking big end finale that Yaros did. Zayden being Venom. Yaros, the only thing I have to say is, what the actual fuck?
Oh, is that it? Is that like literally all you've got?
No, I can't comment on it because I'll turn vicious.
Didn't they let Jack out of the cell he was in as well?
No, but tell me why the last time in the book was, guess we're brothers now.
Oh, yeah. I didn't like that.
Why was that the last line?
Is it?
Yeah. And when are we next going to see Zayden then? Is it going to take us through mostly Violet in Onyx Storm? Are we going to get both of their POVs?
I want Zayden's POVs because I think that we are going to have Zayden POVs because Zayden's going to be on this complete different journey to Violet.
Yeah.
And I think Zayden's POVs are going to give us more insight to Zayden.
I really hope so. Because then we can also know things before she knows them. And then when they tie in, we can be like, do you know what I mean? It gives that extra shock factor.
Was it the last line?
Yeah. Welcome to our fucked up family. Guess we're brothers now.
Fucking knew it. We're motherfucking bastards. But fucked up family. What does that mean? What does that mean? Because...
So there must be a group of them.
No, I think there's deeper meaning to that. But... I want to know what you think Violet's second signet is because I know what it is. I've clocked it.
I think she can speak to the dead.
Yeah. No. Kind of blow your
mind. Why is she talking like she knows Rebecca Yarrow personally and fucking texts every day?
I do. Let me fucking tell you, I know what her second signet is. And when it comes out in January, come crying to me.
Go on then, tell us.
No, I won't.
She's a truth sayer.
Okay, and why? What have you got to back that up?
So, there's an entry. Don't make me find the entry out because I'm really wrong. We'll be sat here for 5 minutes. There's an entry. You know at the top where she does, like, entries?
Yeah.
There's an entry saying something about truth sayers are more dangerous than innistics, but yet we let them live. Why is that in there for starters? Okay. And how many times Violet asked Kodag, the dragon of dragons, a question, and he answered like that. It told the truth. Dragons who don't speak to anyone but their riders, she asked, and he told the truth like that. Okay, she also, Zayden insists on Violet asking him the right questions because he hasn't lied to her, he can't lie to her. How many times is that said in Iron Flame? I can't lie to you. I won't lie to you. Ask me the right questions. Come on. Make this make sense.
But then if it comes out and it's not, I'm so going to laugh in your face. I can't wait.
It's true, Saya, because I'm telling you, it is. Fully is.
How do we feel about Zayden's second signet?
She's just smart as fuck, isn't it? Listen, if he could read my mind, wow. Things I'd do to him.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good.
How embarrassing for Violet, though, to know that
he's going
to
censor that.
Yeah.
Is that as bad as Dane?
So, can I finally fucking say, you all come for Dane for reading her memories, but Zayden did the exact same thing.
It's not so much the reading, it's what he did with the info.
Yeah,
but again, he didn't know better in the situation.
What about when...
Shut the fuck up. Oh,
you shut the fuck up.
Do you remember when that girl was really against Violet? I can't remember her name and I can't remember the 100% Imogen. What happened. Pink no, Kat. Not Imogen. We liked Imogen and we... Kat, it was before Kat. And he didn't believe when Zayden said that Violet had been attacked or something. It was when they were in
squad leader. That squad leader.
I think so, yeah. Because then he was like, let me touch you and see if that's actually what happened. And she was like, no. And he was like, let me do it, sort of thing.
Yeah. And he just reached for her and she was like, touch me and I'm going to cut your fucking hands off.
Yeah, that is another reason. That's a distinction between the two men.
Yeah. He felt like, entitled because he was her best friend.
Exactly.
100%.
And that's not okay. Like, if you two ever touched me and did that, I would throw fucking hands.
You would not.
Oh, shut up. You'd be fine with it. You'd encourage it. You'd be like, all right, then, if you want to so badly. Like,
okay. Where do you want me? You want me to bark? What?
Do you want me to beg? Do you want me to beg?
Do you want me on my knees? Okay.
And no, we don't keep her doing this shit. She does it herself.
Voluntarily.
Yeah. Don't say, get on your knees, Abby, do we?
No, she won't even say that. She'll send us a photo and she'll be like, guys, I'm crawling to you. And she actually did this. She sent us a video and she crawled to the camera.
Oh, yeah.
What? No, I didn't. Fuck off. What? No, the only thing that's ever been said in our group chat is Sinead said, please. And I said, I'll beg.
There is more COVID stuff than that, to be fair.
If I'd have crawled to you on a video, I would admit it. I've got no shame. No, I haven't.
She did do that, by the way.
I didn't.
Amy,
get the evidence of the video.
I swear you did.
Amy, fuck off. You don't even sound convincing.
We're not lying, though, so we don't need to.
Yes, you are lying. Listen, if you want to believe it, you can believe it. I'm not arsed. I did not crawl to them. If they asked me to send a video of me crawling, I would send it, but I haven't.
I swear you did it over your carpet floor.
Stalking my house.
We've literally been there.
I don't know why. Right, guys. You haven't caught me out. Listen, I'm the one that edits these videos. If I didn't want that in, it wouldn't be in. So let me tell you, this is all going to be in. Just so I can show their true colours.
This is a power trip for her.
Yeah, she's come to her head.
This is the end of our fourth wing discussion. If you've got any more questions you want us to talk about for fourth wing, then let us know. We are going to meet Rebecca Yaros next week and we are going to film it. I mean, I don't know if we're going to get to answer our questions because Sinead's probably going to get kicked out for screaming for Rebecca Yaros.
As long as she
That's like me with Billie Eilish next year.
Oh, no.
I'm getting a t-shirt that says my girlfriend is literally on stage.
I think that I should throw my bra at her.
If you want, I guess.
I think you're probably done. You're crazy. I'm going to end that there.
Guys, I'm adding an ending to that video because I just want you to all know that I did not crawl on the floor and send the video of it to Amy and Sinead, because if I did, I would admit it, just so you all know. Just need to put that in there.